Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. This is the place to be if you're ready for the best podcasts of the paranormal. Curious and sometimes unexplained. Now listen to this.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more on this edition of the program. Two odd concepts that may or may not go together. We'll see. One of them is, what is the sun? Yeah, you know, the sun, the big hot ball of light in the sky. And the other is accessing the Akashic records. Again, we'll explore any possible connection, or maybe we'll find that there is no connection. But regardless, let's just start with the Akashic Record. This is one of my favorite topics, actually, and I've talked about it a little bit here and there over the years. And I guess I'll just tell you first off, in my own words, this is the idea that there is some other dimension, if you will, in which everything that has ever happened, or everything that is happening, or everything that ever will happen, is being recorded. And that includes, of course, everything that you've done and everything you're doing and everything that you will do as well. You're a part of it. And I guess that it kind of rings true to me, because that if you do believe that there is some meaning in life, there's some purpose that we're all here, and you've heard me say I think it's a big classroom, well, then it would make sense that that experience would be recorded in some form. And I guess you can just call that, you know, an instinct or an intuition that I have. As a matter of fact, if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to episode 141 of this podcast, Strange Things. It's called What is Instinct? From Where Does It Come? So I just have personally this feeling that there may be a realm like that, and that, you know, otherwise the things you're doing are just drifting away meaninglessly. And so, okay, well, let me give you now a more formal definition of what we're talking about. And this is spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C, Akashic Records. In the religion of theosophy, which, if you don't know what that is, theosophy is, it's one of those strange metaphysical, mystical religions established during the late 19th century, founded primarily by the Russian Helena Blavatsky. And I've talked about Madame Blavatsky before. I wrote about her in my book, Use the Force. So I'm not going to go in and give you a whole big scoop on her right now. But in the religion of theosophy and the philosophical school known as Anthroposophy. I'm a professional writer, and sometimes, you know, I'm just like, look, I'm stuck here also. But anyway, look, here's the bottom line. All these mystics said that the Akashic Records are a compendium of all universal events, thoughts, words, emotions, and intent ever to have occurred in the past, present, or future in terms of all entities and life forms, not just human. They are believed by theosophists to be encoded in a non-physical plane of existence known as the mental plane. Because it is believed that the records are encoded vibrationally into the inherent fabric of space, some have likened the mechanism as similar to how holograms are created. There is currently no scientific evidence for the existence of the Akashic Records, and rigorous scientific research into this field has seen little traction. As a matter of fact, the word Akasha is the Sanskrit word for ether, sky, or atmosphere. I like this idea of it being perhaps similar to how holograms are created. That's kind of how I feel about it as well. And so ultimately here, the idea is that there is some part of your being that is being projected, I guess, into this other realm, and that's where it's somehow being stored. And I was recently listening to Coast AM, and George Norrie had a woman on named Lisa Barnett, and she is the author of a book called Akasha, Spiritual Exercises of Accessing the Infinite Intelligence of Our Souls. So I got a copy of this book because I thought, you know, I've always heard about people saying that there is, if they believe in this kind of thing, there is an Akashic Record, but you don't really hear about them discuss how to access it yourself. So I thought that was an interesting hook to just touch on here for one of these podcasts. And in the interview that she did on Coast to Coast AM, Lisa Barnett said that, I think, you know, George said something along the lines of, when you think of this room where the Akashic Record is being kept, do we have like a bunch of old priests with long beards and cloaks with quills writing everything down? And she says, no, she said it's more like having a GoPro camera on your head, 24/7. And that information from that GoPro camera is being uploaded somewhere, at least maybe every night when you go to sleep. You know, something along those lines is a closer analogy. Well, she didn't really say much about how that she started coming into contact with these entities that she calls the record keepers. And so I was very interested in that, because she said that She stumbled, and I'm reading from her book. She says she stumbled into the Akasha as an intuitive energy healer in the 1990s. And so she was performing a healing for someone. And she had been told by one of her teachers that there is this thing called the Akashic Record. You can go to the gates, but you are not allowed inside. All right. And so she always felt that there are these Akashic beings of light there that were helping her when she was working with clients as some kind of a psychic. And she says, quote, "One day I heard a deep voice telling me about my client's soul path and how their lives were impacting the present circumstances and creating their challenges. The first time it happened, it wowed me. These beings showed me the great expanse of the client's life as their soul plan unfolded. I saw a 2,000-year timeline of who they had been and why they had wished to be here on Earth at this time. This was a different level of information that I had ever accessed as an intuitive healer. But where did this wisdom come from? In the 90s, no one was talking about the Akasha or accessing the Akashic records." So then she goes on to talk about how this correspondence continued. And she said that it is interesting. You can kind of tap into this and you can learn information about why that you chose to come into this incarnation of life at this time and the things that you wanted to experience. You probably heard about that idea before that you didn't just get tossed here to be taught a lesson, that you made a choice to come here. And, you know, I'm not sure personally which of those two scenarios to believe, or if maybe they both can be true. I'm just not certain about that. I kind of tend to think that maybe, you know, for the most part, you're here to be taught a lesson. Maybe you haven't always been the greatest person, and so you're here to learn some things. But maybe that just doesn't apply equally to everybody. So she says here she's talking more about like what this whole thing is. And she says, just imagine for a moment an endless library filled with volumes written about our own histories, pages and pages of who we were in our past lives, who we were connected to through our soul families, what we did, how we lived, where we lived our different lives, and what we accomplished or did not accomplish, including being the scribe to note all our deeds and actions, to both fulfill karmic contracts and also to create them. And then she even says, we've lived in many dimensions on many planets, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. And you have a personal, magnificent library of mysteries waiting for your discovery. Your records contain information and wisdom about your hundreds of lives on Earth and your thousands of lives elsewhere. It is here. It is there to help you achieve your life's plan and purposes, and it can help you to heal so you can fulfill your destiny. All you must do is find your way into it. All right. When we come back from this break, I'm going to give you some of the advice that she has on how you can begin your journey into the Akashic Record. Now, I'm not going to give you all of it. She doesn't want all of it to be taught. I'm just going to give you some particular information that I think she would be okay with you having. And by the way, I don't have an agreement with her. I'm not promoting this book for her. I don't make any money off of it. This is just something that I thought was interesting and so seemed like a good thing to share with you. When we come back from the break, she says there are 5 steps that you need to know if you want to tap into the Akashic Record. And then after that, what on earth does this have to do with the sun? Well, this is the time of the show when I got to tell you now, I do have all kinds of special projects and experiments coming up. I have some free stuff I'm going to give away. And unfortunately, a lot of my products in my curiosity shop online are either sold out or about to be sold out. So go to joshuapwarren.com. Take a look at what's in the curiosity shop. Get something cool for yourself or a loved one. But above all, make sure if you want to stay updated on all the goodies that I have in store, especially the rest of this year, at joshuapwarren.com, you'll see on the homepage it says, click here for Joshua's free newsletter. Click that link, sign up for the free newsletter, and you are going to get some instant free gifts emailed to you, digital stuff, right there at joshuapwarren.com. That's me, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, and I will be right back.
Hang in there. Josh is coming right back on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Sandra Champlain. Please make sure and check out my show, Shades of the Afterlife, heard right here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And now more Joshua P. Warren on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. Agitato Zume. And a bit of a programming note for you. sometime this coming September of 2023, I am going to be doing some pretty significant work in the field, and there is a good chance that I will have one or two best ofs. It's not guaranteed. It depends on how that gets scheduled. But if so, you'll know what's going on. And of course, I should have some interesting stories for you when I return. All right. Now let's get back to the Akashic Records and these tips that we find in the book by Lisa Barnett. And, there are a lot of other people's names listed on the cover of this book, I guess, who contributed in maybe one way or another. But here is what she says are the, well, she calls this the five-step process. And this was apparently written about in one of her books called The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records. She says, number one, set your intention for clarity in the guidance you receive. All right, so that's important. You need to know precisely what you are looking for. Number two, write out specific questions you want to ask your record keepers. Pick one area at a time to start. Number three, use the given Akashic Access prayer to open your Akashic records and then ask your questions. Okay, so we'll get to the idea of a prayer here in a moment. Number four, after completing the questions, fill yourself up with Akashic healing energy and light. And number five, then close and lock your records for now. So when she's giving tips, she says, you know, you need to use your first, middle, and last legal name to open your Akashic records. Always read the prayer. I'm not going to tell you what the prayer is. Because she says here, please do not teach these Akashic record prayers to anyone else. Our teachers undergo rigorous training to ensure they have integrity and accountability in deciding to whom they teach these simple yet potent access prayers. And then it says you can open your Akashic record daily for the next month and write about your experience in a journal. You'll be surprised at how much information you receive during that time. Be sure not to use alcohol and drugs, which lower your vibration. And says, you know, prescription medications are acceptable. And also it says, please do not drive a car with your record open. Working with your record can be distracting and will take your focus off driving or performing other tasks. So she goes on to give a lot of more specific tips, but it seems to me like what she's saying is you have to read this sacred access prayer, and in fact, there are multiple prayers, and then you sort of meditate on your question or questions while reading these prayers, and then somehow that's when your eyes will be opened, and you will gain the information that you seek. And I suppose that it can come to you in a variety of ways. It might come to you as it came to her. You might hear the record keepers speak to you, or you might just have some intuitive knowing. But that is how she is saying, more or less, to look into your galactic origins and find out more about who you are and why you are here on Earth. And so, again, if you want to look into this specifically, just look up this book, Akasha, by Lisa Barnett. Now, here I was reading through this, and I have not tried this yet. I have been insanely busy lately. In fact, you might even be able to tell that this show sounds a little bit off because my schedule's so off. Next year, I've got to just calm down a little bit. I just have had too much going on this year, especially getting moved into the new house and everything. But so I started thinking more, though, about like the idea of the Akashic record and how that may or may not make sense from, I don't know, a more scientific point of view, because scientists would say, well, this is just all a bunch of pseudoscience. You know, we hear that word a lot. And I started thinking about what power supply has been around for practically forever here. And of course, I started thinking about the sun and how that A shadow can be burned on a wall by an atomic explosion. I mean, have you ever gotten online and just looked up, for example, how the Hiroshima bomb burned eerie shadows into the ground? And I mean, basically, you know, there were people who were just standing on the street and then they were hit by this blast. And if, and depending on the position the person was in, you see that person's shadow cast upon walls and stairs and streets. It's truly eerie. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, this person being blasted by this nuclear explosion. Well, the largest nuclear explosion that we have in our part of the galaxy here is what comes from the sun. And I've always been intrigued with some of these more odd stories regarding the sun. Like, for example, when I was in Puerto Rico, sometimes these old fishermen, they would tell me about this thing called the green flash. Have you ever heard of that? I didn't even know if it was a real phenomenon at first. And they said that sometimes when you're out there, well, you could just be standing on the beach on the shore, or you could actually be out there on your boat, that if you just really got lucky and your eyes were open and pointed in the right place at the right time, just before sunrise or after sunset, that sometimes, pow, you would catch this green flash of light. And at first, it sounded kind of like a myth, but I could tell they seemed to be telling the truth. And you know what? It turns out some scientists finally documented this. And they say that the flash is caused by light from the sun just below the horizon being bent, usually through a temperature inversion, toward the observer. And light of shorter wavelengths, violet, blue, and green, is bent more than that of longer wavelengths, which is, of course, yellow, orange, and red. But the violet and blue light is scattered more, leaving light that is perceived as green. Just always been intrigued by how weird that the sun is. And how that people have, you know, since the dawn of time, they worship the sun. In fact, if you read about religious aspects, solar deities play a major role in many world religions and mythologies. I'm reading here, worship of the sun was central to civilizations such as the ancient Egyptians, the Inca of South America, and the Aztecs of what is now Mexico. In religions such as Hinduism, the sun is still considered a god. He is known as Surya. Many ancient monuments were constructed with solar phenomena in mind, like these various megaliths that we all know so much about, and things that would sort of predict the equinoxes. Obviously, you've heard me talk about the Chichen Itza, the serpent shadow that climbs the pyramid. It just goes on and on talking about, like, you know, from at least the fourth dynasty of ancient Egypt, the sun was worshipped as the god Ra. There were people who believed that, you know, Ra, that this god Ra was being carried across the sky by, you know, some kind of a chariot, and that these were fiery horses. I mean, people have always believed that, and it makes sense why that they would feel that way. And what's so weird is that the sun is the most prominent thing in the sky that we have, and yet it's inconceivable that we could ever go up there and get a really good look at it. So here's what I decided to do. I just bought a variety of books about the sun, and I just started reading about the sun to see what some of the weirder things were that I might be able to find about it. And what I found was actually kind of frustrating, because the books about the sun are either super duper elementary, like, you know, written for kids, or they seem to be extremely complicated with all kinds of technical jargon, stuff that I wouldn't even try to read to you. Like here's this first one that I opened up, which is obviously written for kids. This is literally the first sentence. It says, "The sun is very important to us. It gives us light and heat. We need the sun to live." All right. Well, we got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you some of the, I don't know, more unusual things that I've discovered about the sun, some things to think about. And the show's called Strange Things. Sometimes I just think something's interesting and I tell you about it. And then also, there is some really cool breaking news. Let me make sure I can put my hands on it here. And it has to do with the actual physical healing power of cymatics and therefore paracymatics. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be back after these important messages.
Keep it here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. The Wizard of Weird will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. And with the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault, where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. Head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is ufologist Kevin Randall, and you're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. Do you think that, I don't know, in the same way, or a similar way, I should say, that an atomic explosion can burn a shadow on a wall? That maybe the sun is blasting all of us all the time and casting shadows upon all things that happen, upon some other realm creating some vast Akashic record, or maybe something similar to that to form these kind of holographic imprints. One of the books that I bought about the sun, and, you know, whenever I'm going to talk about something on the show, I like to have some books that I can hold in my hand rather than just get online and do all the research that way. One of the books that's really cool is called this. It's called The Sun, and it's NASA Images from Space. And that's interesting. It's got some great facts in it, but it's also cool just to look at all these really detailed color photographs, high definition, you know, pictures of the sun and all of the odd patterns on it, and just think more and more about like what this thing is. But if you go back to this kid's book, it says the sun comes up or rises in the east and goes down or sets in the west. The sun is a star. Stars are big balls of hot gas. The sun looks bigger than other stars. It is not. It is just closer to us. Other stars are much farther away. The sun is the biggest object in our solar system. The planets are very small next to the sun. The surface of the sun is about 10,000 degrees, and the surface is called the photosphere. The photosphere has dark areas called sunspots. Never look at the sun to hunt for sunspots. It talks about radiation that comes from the sun. That sunlight shining through our atmosphere is what makes the sky blue. But okay, let's take a look at some more serious trivia about the sun. It accounts for, now think about how big our solar system is. You can't imagine it. 99.8%. 99.86% of the mass of the solar system is the sun. Yes, you heard that right. The sun accounts for 99.86% of the mass in the entire solar system. Has a mass of around 330,000 times that of Earth. It's mainly hydrogen and helium. Over 1 million Earths could fit inside the sun. If you were to, let's see, okay, and then, of course, they get into some, all this stuff is very mathematical. One day, the sun will consume the Earth. The sun will continue to burn for about 130 million years after it burns through all of its hydrogen instead of burning helium. And during this time, it will expand to such a size that it will engulf Mercury, Venus, and Earth. When it reaches that point, it will have become what they call a red giant star. The energy created by the sun's core is nuclear fusion, The sun is almost a perfect sphere. They say that it's possibly the closest thing to a perfect sphere observed in nature. It's always traveling at 137 miles per second. That's 220 kilometers per second. And, of course, it's 93 million miles away. There's a lot of information here about the sun. They say it's halfway through its life at 4.5 billion years old. That's how long the sun has supposedly been there, 4.5 billion years. Right now, they call it a yellow dwarf star. Let's see, the sun rotates more quickly at the equator than it does by its poles. Obviously, you've heard me talk about plasma before, which is a state of matter. That's most of what we see ejecting from the sun. And I like to talk about the sun a lot when it comes to spooky things around Halloween time, because, you know, the Earth has this magnetic field around it called the magnetosphere that keeps the damaging solar radiation at bay. And that's because the side of Earth that is facing the sun has a compressed magnetic field. And the side of the Earth that's facing away from the sun has a more relaxed and open field. And that's why I think that here in North America, as we enter the fall and the winter, and we're turning away from the sun, we have a much more open and relaxed magnetic field around this part of the world, and that allows us to perceive more subtle energy fields, i.e. ghostly and paranormal things, that might otherwise be drowned out. It's kind of like going outside in the middle of the desert here in Las Vegas on a bright, sunny day, and someone in the distance turning on a flashlight and pointing it towards you. You probably are not going to notice that flashlight because it gets overwhelmed and drowned out by all the other light. But when the sunlight is gone, when the sun has gone down, well, that flashlight hasn't changed. It's throwing out the same amount of light, but all of a sudden you can see it much more clearly and even interact with it. So I think that may be what happens when it comes to a lot of paranormal phenomena, that stuff that's already around us the rest of the year, but more subtle, may become more prominent when we move through the Halloween season and then into the winter months. And you could say the same for just nighttime in general, right? So I've talked a lot about that over the years. But clearly, you know, there's a relationship between these big surges, this space weather on the sun, and what happens here in general. You know, I've always said that I think there's a relationship between solar flares, these big, huge, I mean, like gigantic blasts of energy that come off the sun, solar flares, and things like the Brown Mountain Lights in West North Carolina. You find that when these solar flares hit, it disturbs the magnetic field around the Earth. And when that magnetic field kind of shifts around, well, it induces electrical currents to flow around the Earth, which can produce these phenomena, whether they are balls of plasma similar to ball lightning or something more mysterious. And that's also why that you have to be very careful if you're in a situation where, you know, you could be vulnerable to these electromagnetic storms. Eventually, there's going to be an electromagnetic pulse that's strong enough that comes from a solar flare in order to knock out a lot of the sensitive electronics on Earth, meaning what you have at your house could just go, it just be fried, you know, just in 1 second. That's why, of course, that I originally formed the Sunshine Simple Solar Generator Company with Mobius, so that you could make an independent generator, an electrical generator, and then you could also shield it. If you go to sunshinesimple.com, you'll see one of these. It's the world's most powerful solar generator for the price. But also, when you get it, you can ask Mobius how to shield it from solar flares. And, of course, our friend Dr. William Forsten has talked a lot about this as a problem, and like his novel One Second After, because an EMP, a pulse like that, can come from something natural like the sun, or it also can come from something that is man-made, which could be some type of, a weapon specifically designed to do that, or some other nuclear explosion. So all that stuff is related. But I guess, you know, ultimately, I don't know if you're going to find all that kind of stuff as interesting as I do, but there is something mystical about the sun. And it may be more than just a big hot ball of gas that's so far away that we'll never get to get anywhere near it. Its radiation is coming here, and maybe it's the battery. I mean, like they say that it's the most important source of life on Earth, meaning that it's possible we could still have life on Earth without it, but it's the most important source of life on Earth. And it may be that the beams of the sun are directly creating a recording of some kind here, which is related to this Akashic record, which is at very least keeping everything that you do in your life imprinted somewhere and somehow. It's a weird thought, but it's worth considering. And sometimes these things that are mystical, if you study them long enough, they begin to become absolutely normalized and scientifically understood in a new way. And that's why when we come back from this break, I'm really excited about this story I want to read to you. And this comes from scientists at Stanford. All right. This is not some kind of like wacky loose source. And it says, sound research, scientific innovations, harness noise and acoustics for healing. And I had not seen this article before. It's been around a little while, but it's so great because it is literally talking about how that sound waves are healing people in a scientific lab. And I thought, this has got to be connected to what I'm finding with paracymatics and how that these paracymatic sigils also help people in all kinds of ways. I'll tell you more about that when we come back. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and you're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Hang on, Josh will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey folks, we need your music. Hey, it's producer Tom at Coast to Coast AM, and every first Sunday of the month, we play music from emerging artists just like you. If you're a musician or a singer and have recorded music you'd like to submit, it's very easy. Just go to coasttocoastam.com, click the Emerging Artist banner in the carousel, follow the instructions, and we just might play your music on the air. Go now to coasttocoastam.com to send us your recording. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, it's Dr. Sky. Keep it right here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and I love this story. It is from Stanford Medicine Magazine. Sound research, scientific innovations harness noise and acoustics for healing. Says, from the original stethoscope invented more than 200 years ago to the fleeting chirp of gravitational waves, sound has reverberated throughout the history of technological and scientific advances. And today, the role of sound in science extends beyond the range of audible frequencies. This starts out by saying that scientists have been trying to deal with mosquitoes. And this is something that I also have worked on, as you probably know, in my past. It says nothing incites irritation in quite the same way as a lurking mosquito, but its high-pitched drone may actually help curb spikes into mosquito populations, and more importantly, the diseases that they pass on to humans. So basically, these scientists were studying the noise that mosquitoes make. And they've been trying to look at that more deeply in terms of how they could use it to reverse mosquitoes. But it turns out that this line of research has led to something that's much more tangible. And that is what they call acoustic choreography. And what they are saying here in this article is that as they studied sound more and more, they realized that heart cells are among the most densely packed cells in the body. About 100 million fit into a space the size of a sugar cube. And the compact structure crams the cells so close together that they can communicate with one another as one beat, as one lump. For tissue engineers, however, it poses a very tricky hurdle. You pack the cells too tightly and some won't get proper nutrients. And too loosely, and they can't coordinate a beat. So they've been talking in this article here about cardiologist Sean Wu. And he had been talking to this other doctor, Utkin Demirki. And they brought up the idea that they might be able to use acoustics to pack the cells very densely and still maintain an ability to control and tune their organization. And guess what? It says this exploits a type of acoustic signal that creates Faraday waves. And you know these scientific articles are. So basically it says they create these waves that can cause certain ripples. And they have here a whole page of pictures of cymatic patterns. And they say they've gotten to the point now where they can use cymatics and they can change these patterns in the heart, quote, by tuning a knob that changes the waves. And I mean, I'm looking at a whole page of these cymatics patterns that they are using to affect the cells. They said, quote, you can make triangles, hexagonal shapes, circles, lines. If you don't like the pattern for whatever reason, you can change it literally within 5 or 6 seconds. You can change the frequency and amplitude, and the cells move into a new spot right in front of your eyes, end quote. Wow. So this article goes on and on, but do you see how that I have been saying there's something mystical about, you know, paracymatics? Because it's using cymatics patterns. And I believe that when you see the pattern that's created, that there's something about you also spiritually and mentally that kind of resonates with it in sympathy. And now we're seeing that this is working just fine in clinical tests in a laboratory, affecting things physically. Now, I could sit here and go on and on about that, but there's another exciting news story in the scientific community I want to share with you. This is from MIT. MIT engineers create an energy-storing supercapacitor from ancient materials. Now, a supercapacitor is similar to a battery. It's something that stores up small amounts of electricity, and then it just it releases them all at once, usually, or if not all at once, then to a much larger degree. And it says they made this energy storing supercapacitor from cement, water, and carbon black. And if you don't know what carbon black is, well, it's very similar to charcoal. It says that it's a material produced by the incomplete combustion of coal and coal tar or vegetable matter or petroleum products. And it just looks like black charcoal is what it kind of looks like to the average person, like some kind of soot. Super cheap to produce. It's used as a colorant and reinforcing filler in tires and other rubber products. Use it for a lot of plastics and paints. So we're talking about what looks like, you know, a little pile of charcoal dust, and they mixed it properly with cement and water. And it says this could provide cheap and scalable energy storage for renewable energy sources. They go on to say two of humanity's most ubiquitous historic materials, cement and carbon black, which resembles very fine charcoal, may form the basis for a novel, low-cost energy storage system. The technology could facilitate the use of renewable sources such as solar, wind, and tidal power. And it says the two materials the researchers found can be combined with water to make a supercapacitor. So they're talking about the carbon black and the cement. A supercapacitor, an alternative to batteries that could provide storage of electrical energy. As an example, the MIT researchers who developed the system say their supercapacitor could eventually be incorporated into the concrete foundation of a house where it could store a full day's worth of energy while adding little or no to the cost of the foundation and still providing the needed structural strength. The researchers also envision a concrete roadway that could provide contactless recharging for electric cars as they travel over that road. That is mind-boggling. Wow. And we're talking about materials that would have been available to ancient people. And boy, that makes you think that there may be something to the old ancient pyramids and other types of sacred geometry, that those things were taken so seriously because they were part of a technology, huh? See, the science is finally catching up to the ancient ways and the old metaphysics. So I love stories like that. Okay, let me try to squeeze in an email for you before we go to our break. And as usual, well, it's not our break. It's the end of the show already, but I will be ending the show with the Good Fortune Tone, getting back to cymatics. And I've gotten a lot of emails from people who have been telling me very positive things about using their electrum rings, but there's no sense in me getting into that right now because they're sold out and you can't buy them anymore. One guy said he was having trouble picking up a lady and he puts the electrum ring on and almost immediately he gets a woman. And then another guy was telling me about using his electrum ring and winning at gambling. But like I say, I won't disappoint you right now if you haven't gotten to purchase one. But what you can get right now is the Bad Buster at my website. And this gentleman, I won't give his name out without his permission. He said, Bad Buster deployed successfully. It says, Dear Joshua and team, I had an incident at work. It was embarrassing. Could have been way worse. I had a Bad Buster that was brand new and unopened. And I put down the serial number of a part and said something about making it go away. All right. So this obviously relates to his job, and I don't know what his job is. He goes, there were investigators, yada, yada, and all was good within 72 hours. I was defended by my boss and quality assurance. He says, I also laid down with my Buddha wand and said, I'm sorry. Please forgive me, thank you, and I love you. That, of course, is the Ho'oponopono. And he ends this message by saying, your body of work has been incorporated into my days. Thank you for your podcast and all your coaching. Love that message. Well, thank you, sir. And you know what? Some of these things that I talk about, yeah, I can tell you my stories and I can read stories for you on the air, testimonials, but you just have to go and see it work for yourself. And that's why I give a money back guarantee. All right, my friends, let's end this show on a very positive note. It is now time for you to kick back and relax. If you can, close your eyes. Just take some deep breaths. Here is the Good Fortune Tone. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.